Hello and warm welcome to this Strategic Insight Postcard episode. I am Prashanthan Vivekanandan and today we will be diving into an insightful analysis of Singer Sri Lanka PLC, an iconic brand that has become deeply rooted in the everyday lives of Sri Lankans. With a history of spanning over a century, Singer has evolved into one of the leading consumer durable retailers in this Sri Lanka. As a public listed company, PLC, on the CSE Colombo Stock Exchange, and with a workforce exceeding 1,200 full-time employees, Singer demonstrates a strong commitment to structured business practices, innovations, and stakeholder engagement. In this postcard, today's episode, we will explore how the company's strategic direction has been shaped by its vision, missions, market positioning, and operational execution, and the financial performance. So we will also look at how Singer leverages core competencies to stay competitive, manage stakeholder expectation effectively, and pursue long-term sustainable growth in a dynamic business environment. So let's get started. So let's articulate its vision, mission, and strategic direction. So Singer has his own vision statement of Singer envisions uplifting and enriching lives through innovative and high quality products. So as per the 24-25 financial reports, it reiterates this forward-looking aspirations and emphasizing how the Singer integrates its cutting-edge solutions into its products mix to enhance everyday's lives. So its mission statements also align with its vision statements. So Singer's mission prioritizes customer excellence, delivering tailored and value-driven services, and relationship-centric growth, which fostering a lifelong trust with consumers, and finally the value creation, ensuring that every interaction offers genuine benefit. So its mission statement clearly prioritizes the customer excellence, relationship-centric growth, and the value creation. So as per the annual reports that underscores these specific references to process optimization and customer-centric initiatives that foster loyalty. So in the strategic directions, the last financial report 24-25 that outlines three clear strategic thrusts. The first one is digital transformation, the second one is rural and retail expansion, and third one is the ESG integration. So in the digital transformation, modernizing the workflows and automating the processes across all the departments to enhance efficiency and responsiveness. In rural and retail expansion, it's actively growing its footprints both urban and rural by operating and opening service centers and tapping underserved markets. In the ESG integration, it's going to be fully adapting Kelly's Group's ESG framework. It's a Singer PLC. It's a part of a Kelly's Group's. So it's aligned with Kelly's Group's ESG framework and also aligned with the IFR sustainability standards. So the Singer PLC is embedding the ESG into its corporate governance, branching into green financing and driving sustainable product developments. So to analyze the internal and external environment, we are going to use the PESTEL analysis for evaluating and accessing the external environment. So under the PESTEL environment, there will be the political and legal environment. So under this one, Singer PLC operates in a highly regulated setting, such as it's listed in a PLC, CSE's Colombo Stock Exchange, corporate governance reforms, and IFRS sustainability mandates. This has driven the Singer to strengthen its audit nomination and ESG reporting system. Under the economic, as we all know, that the post-pandemic recovery has evaluated consumer spending contributing to its double-digit revenue growth. However, the macroeconomic challenges like currency volatility, inflation, and import restrictions that's continued to shape the operational strategies. And under the social and technical, rapid digital adaptation is reshaping consumer behavior. So recognizing this, Singer has fast-tracked its ERP implementations, Bolt's e-commerce and Kirk systems, and expanded the virtual financing channels via the Singer Finance. Finally, the environmental, so it's highlighted and heightened regulatory expectations and consumer preferences for green products are pushing the Singer to adopt ocean-friendly refrigerators, pursue energy-efficient manufacturing and align product offering with the sustainability criteria. Let's analyze the internal environments. So brand and market reach. Singer's century-long legacy and robust brand equity with over 5.7 million customers and 30% national market penetration remains powerful as strategic assets. So the vertical integration, the Singer's strong internal ecosystem includes the manufacturing via the records, a long-standing application producer, and financial services through Singer Finance, retail and digital divisions within in nationwide showrooms and centralized ERP and supply chain system, enhancing cohesion and efficiency. So, and also there's a parent support, as I already said, it's from Haley's PLC. As a Haley's subsidiary, Singer benefits from shared governance protocols, ESG frameworks such as Haley's Life Code, deeper capital reserves, and cross-business synergies across manufacturing, logistics, and tech. Let's see the how this competitive strategy and positionings that works for the Singer PLC last year. So the brand differentiation strategy. So it's a reliable and recognized brand. Singer leverages its country-old heritage and strong consumer trust by offering world-class, globally recognized appliances. The annual report reinforces how the company curated brand offering differentiate in its terms of quality and reliability. And the convenience accessibility. Singer maintains a wide nationwide footprint, showroom services, centers, digital platform, ensuring the ease of access. The recent reopening of the BBIC growth strategy highlights scaling its physical presence to remain top of the mind of the customers. And the vertical integrations from factory to finance. In-house manufacturing through its subsidiary region, Singer manufactures key product internally. In the 24-25 reports highlights that enhanced operational integration post amalgamation, which ensures consistency, quality control, quicker responses to market demand. And Singer Finance, the embedded financing arm, provides a point of sale credit, lowering barriers to purchase. The annual report stresses how the vertical finance platform integrates finance offerings are crucial leverage to drive volumes, foster customer loyalty. And finally, the after sale services, a robust service network completes the integration value chain from quality manufacturing to maintenance. This vertical cohesion reinforces trust, reduces in restitution times, and enhance lifetime customer service. Singer has its competitive benefits through its different strategic elements like differentiation, manufacturing control, financing, integrations, and after-sales support. So these pillars collectively strengthen Singer's positioning by offering customers not just products, but a seamless ecosystem from showrooms to doorstep, finance and service. So let's see the execution of the corporate strategy and the diversification of Singer PLC. The Singer Sri Lanka PLC has demonstrated a focused and well-timed approach to executing its corporate strategy, balancing growth, diversification, and operational efficiency. So strategic action and timing of the single Sri Lanka PLC is consolidation for synergy. The recent amalgamations of subsidiaries such as Singa Industries, Reknes, and the Singa Digital Media was a deliberate move aimed at signifying and simplifying the corporate structure and enhancing the operational synergy. This consolidation, finalized in the early 2024, has improved the decision-making speed, resources utilization, reflecting timely execution of time strategic restructuring to boost competitiveness, and the digital and omnichannel expansion. Responding proactively to the market trends, Singa accelerated digital transformation and embraced an omnichannel retail mode. The investment in ERP system, e-commerce platforms, and the virtual financing options were scaled up over the past 2 years, matching the customer expectations for convenience and seamless shopping experience. And finally, the sustainability integration. Singa has incorporated ESG principles into its core strategy ahead of many competitors. Early adaptation of the SLFRS sustainability standards and green technology initiatives, such as the use of the eco-friendly refrigerators, illustrates a well-timed strategic leadership aligned with emerging regulatory and consumer demands. So the scope of operation and diversification for Singa PLC is a product diversification. Singa's portfolio spans a broad of consumer durables, from home appliances and electronics to furniture and digital services, supported by its in-house manufacturing subsidiaries. This diversification helps reduce the dependency on any single product category and provides reliance against the market fluctuations. And the financial service integration. Through the Singa Finance, the company offers retailers credit facilities and virtual financing, enhancing the customer accessibility and promoting sales across the product categories. So this vertical integration extends the company's market reach and fosters customer loyalty. And finally, the global geographical expansion. While the Singa is a national leader, it has expanded aggressively into rural and underserved market, capitalizing on growing consumer demands and limited competition in these areas. So this measured geographic diversification supports sustainable volume growth and brand penetration. So let's see how the Singa's PLC strategic supportive the people, capabilities, and organizational structure. So Singa Sri Lanka PLC strategy is strongly supported by its talented workforce and continual capability building initiative. The company recognizes the skilled and motivated employees are essential to delivering the innovation, customer service excellence, and operational efficiency. The establishment of the Singa Business School reflects this commitment, offering tailored training programs in the leadership development, digital literacy, customer engagements, and sustainable practices. So in the financial year 24-25, over 2,000 employees participated in these upskilling programs, enhancing the strategic capabilities across all levels of this Singa PLC. And under the organizational structure, Singa adopts a metric organizational structure combining product divisions such as home appliances, electronics, and financial services with functional departments, sales, marketing, finance, HR, ESG. And this structure promotes focused enterprise while fostering cross-functional functional collaborations, enabling agile and efficient strategic execution. The centralized ERP systems and the integration supply chain management further supports the cohesion and the rapid decision making, reducing the slows and aligning operational processes with the strategic priorities. When we are seeing the culture and leadership impact, Singa's culture is deeply rooted in performance orientation, accountability, and innovation. The 24-25 financial report highlights the regular performance appraisals linked to key performance indicators KPIs, a metric well rewards, and transparent communication channels as a key enablers of this culture. Leadership under the guidance of the Achilles Group chairmans ensures a strong governance, ethical business conduct, and strategic oversight. The board's active role in this risk management, ESG integration, and stakeholder engagement fosters a culture of responsibility and forward-thinking decision-making. Furthermore, Singer emphasizes employees' well-being and inclusion, providing a supportive work environment that encourages innovation and continuous learning. This culture not only improves employee engagement, but also drives customer centricity and operational excellence. Finally, let's analyze and assess the financial results and organizational performance. So revenue and growth trajectory. The group's revenue reached 88.24 billion market, approximately 26.3% growth from the prior year 23-24 of 69.84 billion. So this performance significantly surpasses Sri Lanka's general economic growth and reflects the strong consumer demand and strategic expansion. The operational profits soared to 8.47 billion, up a remarkable 170% from 3.14 million. On a standalone company's level, operational profit increased from 3.58 billion to 6.77 billion. Consolidating the profit before tax climbed from a modest 0.34 billion to 6.22, while the company's profit before tax recovered from the last year was 4.58 million. So gross margins widened to 31.6%, improving from 25.7%, reflecting a better cost management and pricing discipline. So when analyzing the balance sheets, the net current assets rose to 74% to 11.95 billion, up from 6.85 billion. Receivables and inventory turnover improved, reflecting a tighter working capital management from Singer PLC. Singer reinstated the dividend payments, declared 0.98 per Sri Lankan rupees per share, signaling a confidence in financial stability. So the ROA, the return on equity, remained strong at 26%, supported by a net margin around 4.5%, outperforming many peers. The EPS, earning per shares, rebounded to 3.43, recovering from an EPS of 0.14 Sri Lankan rupees in a financial year of 2024-25. And finally, the conclusion and strategic outlook. To wrap up, the Sri Lanka PLC stands a strong example of how well aligned strategy, organizational structure, and performance-driven culture can drive sustainable success. The company has shown remarkable financial recovery, strengthened customer relationship, and a commitment to innovation. So looking ahead, its future growth is likely to be powered by expanding digital access in rural areas, developing eco-conscious product lines, and offering accessible financial solutions through Singer Finance. With a strong leadership and a resilient operational model, Singer is well positioned to lead in a changing market landscape in this today's VUCA world. So thank you for turning on this live from Prashant and Vivekanand on the Strategic Insight Postcard. Thank you very much.